American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 4A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1, Picture 1. Repeat these words and sentences. Listen and repeat.
Number 1, acid. Acid. Acids are chemical compounds. One type of acid is often used in batteries. Number 2, electrode. Electrode. Electrical current enters an electrical circuit through an electrode.
Look at picture 2. Listen and repeat.
Number 3. Magnet. Magnet. A magnet is a piece of iron that attracts other metal objects. Number 4. Bar. Bar. Number 5. Magnetic. Magnetic. A magnetic bar can attract other magnetic objects.
Look at picture 3. Listen and repeat.
Number 6. Flashlight. Flashlight. It's very dark in here. We need a flashlight. Number 7. Beam. Beam. The beam of light from the flashlight guided us in the dark.
Look at figure 2. Read the phrases silently. Now listen to some words and match them with the correct phrase in your book. Let's do the first one together. Put the number of the word in the space provided.
Number 1. Acid. Acid. The answer to number 1 is letter G, a chemical compound.
Now continue the exercise.
Number 2. Magnet. Magnet. Number 3. Electrode. Electrode. Number 4. Flashlight. Flashlight. Number 5. Bar. Bar. Number 6. Beam. Beam. Number 7. Magnetic. Magnetic.
Let's check your answers.
Number 2 is letter C, an object that attracts. Repeat. A magnet is an object that attracts metal objects. Number 3 is letter A, metal conductor in a battery cell. Repeat. An electrode is a metal conductor in a battery cell. Number 4 is letter B, small hand light. Repeat. A flashlight is a small hand light. Number 5 is letter F, a long, narrow, solid object. Repeat. A bar is a long, narrow, solid object. Number 6 is letter E, a line of light. Repeat. A beam is a line of light. Number 7 is letter D, relating to a magnet. Repeat. The word magnetic means relating to a magnet.
Look at the box in figure 3. Listen and repeat some words and sentences.
Repeat. Century. Century. There are 100 years in a century. Repeat. Extinguish. Extinguish. Extinguish means to put out something that's burning. Repeat. Static. Static. Static is an electrical charge which causes noise or interference. Repeat. Volt. Volt. A volt is a unit of measurement in electricity.
Now listen and answer the questions using a word from the box. Write the correct word in the blank.
Number 1. Which word is a measurement term in electricity? Number 2. What could cause noise on the radio? Number 3. Which word refers to a period of time? Number 4. Which word means the opposite of to cause to burn?
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is volt. Repeat. A volt is a measurement term in electricity. Number 2 is static. Repeat. The noise on the radio is static. Number 3 is century. Repeat. A century is a period of 100 years. Number 4 is extinguish. Repeat. The opposite of to cause to burn is extinguish.
Look at figure 4. Sometimes the conjunctions in case and in the event that have the same meaning. Listen and repeat the phrases.
In case. In case. In the event that. In the event that.
Now look at the first example. Listen to a cue. Complete the sentence and then say it. Listen. In case. Now, say the sentence with the cue. Repeat. In case I'm late, go on without me. Look at the second example. Listen to the cue. In the event that. Say the sentence with the cue. Repeat. In the event that I'm late, go on without me. Now do the exercise. Listen to the cue and say the sentence.
Number 1. In case. Say the sentence. Repeat. In case there's a storm, turn off the computers. Number 2. In the event that. Say the sentence. Repeat. I'll be ready to go in the event that I'm called. Number 3. In case. Say the sentence. Repeat. He can cash a check in case he needs more money. Number 4. In the event that. Say the sentence. Repeat. In the event that I'm not there, please leave a message.
Now look at figure 5. The conjunctions if, in case, in the event that, and unless signal a conditional clause. They can appear at the beginning or in the middle of a sentence. Look at the example. Read the two sentences silently. You will hear two cues. The first tells you the position of the conjunction. The second cue is the conjunction itself. Now listen to the cues and use them to join the two sentences. Listen. Beginning. If. Say the new sentence. Repeat. If he doesn't study, he will fail. Now look at the second example and listen again. Middle. If. Say the new sentence. Repeat. He will fail if he doesn't study. Now read the sentences silently, listen to the cues, and say the new sentence.
Number 1. Beginning. In case. Say the sentence. Repeat. In case you need to reach me, here's my phone number. Number 2. Middle. If. Say the sentence. Repeat. The flashlight will work if he gets new batteries. Number 3. Middle. Unless. Say the sentence. Repeat. She can't hear them unless they shout. Number 4. Middle. In the event. Say the sentence. Repeat. Take a flashlight in the event the lights are out. Number 5. Beginning. Unless. Say the sentence. Repeat. Unless you get there early, you won't find a seat.
Now look at figure 6. First, listen to the dialogue. Then, listen to the question and answer it. Listen.
Number one.
How long have you and Bob known each other?
Bob and I have known each other for several years.
Now listen and answer the question. Say the sentence in your book.
How long have you and Bob known each other?
Number two. Listen.
Had you ever met anyone from that country?
No, and both of us were curious about each other.
Answer the question.
Had you ever met anyone from that country?
Number three, listen.
Where are the books that were here?
They're over there. I stacked them on top of one another.
Answer the question.
Where are the books that were here?
Number four, listen.
Does Dave still write to Joe?
Yes, they write to one another every week.
Answer the question.
Does Dave still write to Joe?
Now look at the first example in Figure 7. Use the cues and answer the question. Listen and answer. How long have you known Al? Repeat. We've known each other for 10 years. Look at the second example. Listen and answer. Does Jane live near Mary? Repeat. Yes, they live next door to one another. Now let's do the exercise. Listen and answer the question.
Number one. Do you study with Al? Repeat. Yes, we study with each other every weekend. Number two. Do you write to Bill frequently? Repeat. Yes, we write to one another every week. Number three. How often do you and Jack visit each other? Repeat. We visit each other once a month. Number four. Does Bill get along with Jim? Repeat. Yes, they get along with one another very well.
This is the end of tape 4A, book 27.